请我们看诗篇一百三十三篇。
Let's turn to Psalm 133.
诗篇一百三十三篇。
Psalm 133.
大卫上信之诗。
A song of degrees of David.
看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
这好比那贵重的油浇在亚伦的头上，流到胡须，又流到他的衣襟。
Like the precious oil upon the head that ran down upon the beard, upon Aaron's beard, and ran down to the hem of his garments.
又好比黑门的甘露降在锡安山，因为在那里有耶和华所命定的福，就是永远的生命。
As the dew of Hermon that descended on the mountains of Zion, for there has Jehovah commanded the blessing, life forevermore.
我们感谢主，因着他自己的怜悯，他把我们聚集在一起。
We thank our Lord by His mercy, He has gathered us together.
叫我们一同在他的面前
来追求圣徒的合一，
so that we can gather before him pursuing the oneness of the saints.
我们知道圣徒的合一是完全根据神格里面的合一。
We now know that the oneness of the saints is totally according to the oneness in the Godhead.
我们的主他在十字架上所成功的工作，
The work that our Lord has accomplished on the cross
不但是包括我们每一个个人能蒙恩能得救，
not only includes the redemption and salvation of us individuals,
也包括把我们这些的人从各国各方各民各族的中间呼召出来。
It also includes calling all of us out from races, from places, from tribes.
把我们中间所有在世界上的分别一起替我们除掉。
It also includes abolishing all the differences and divisions that we have in the world.
叫我们在他的里面同归于一。
So that we can be all in one in him.
所以我们今天在主里面我们是一个身体。
So today in the Lord we are one body.
他是我们唯一
的元首。
He is our only head.
除了他之外，没有其他的头。
Besides him, there is not any other head.
也没有别人做我们的头。
There is no other person to be our head.
连我们自己也不是我们的头。
Even ourselves are not our head.
因为我们已经将身体献上当作活祭。
Because we have offered our bodies to sacrifice.
基督不但是我们个人的头。
The Christ is not only the head of us individuals.
基督也是我们的头。
Christ is also the head of us.
他也是教会的头。
He is the head of the church.
当我们在这个元首底下的时候，
When we are under this headship,
我们都不在元首权柄的底下。
We are all under this headship and authority of this head.
让他来做我们的头。
And let him be our head.
在那个时候我们全身就联络得合适。
Then you see the whole body will be fitted together.
我们就能在爱中被建造起来。
And be built up together in love.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们要看见说圣徒的合一是神的恩赐。
We have to see the oneness of the saints is the gift of God.
这个恩赐是在我们的主耶稣基督里所赐给我们的。
This gift of God is given to us in our Lord Jesus.
这一个合一是在圣灵里面所给我们的。
And this oneness is given to us in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要靠着神的恩典，
Therefore, by the grace of God,
要把一切毁坏合一的东西都除去。
We have to do away with all things that would hinder the oneness.
好叫我们能把神所给我们这宝贝的合一把它显明出来。
Therefore, we can express this very precious oneness that God has given us.
今天早晨是我们最后的一堂。
This morning, the session is the last one of this conference.
所以我们愿意一同来交通圣徒和耶的祝福。
Therefore, we would like to share together the blessing of the oneness of the saints.
我们知道在诗篇的里面有一篇的诗。
We know that there is one psalm in the Psalms.
是专门讲到和谐的祝福。
It talks about the blessing of oneness.
神的儿女能和睦同居是何等的祝福。
How good and how pleasant it is, and what a blessing it is for God's children to be one.
这个就是诗篇第一百三十三篇。
And this is Psalm 133.
诗篇一百三十三篇是称为上行的诗。
Psalm 133 is called a song of degrees.
从诗篇一百二十篇到一百三十四篇，这十五篇的诗篇。
From Psalm 120 to Psalm 135, from 134, 15 of this.
都是称为上行的诗。
They are called songs of degrees.
据说这个上行的诗啊，乃是以色列人到耶路撒冷去朝圣的时候所唱的诗。
We were told that these songs of degrees were what the Israelites would sing when they were on their way to Jerusalem.
我们知道以色列的百姓一年三次要到耶路撒冷圣殿去敬拜神。
We know that three times a year Israelites would go to Jerusalem to worship God at the temple.
他们分散在各地。
They were scattered all over the place.
所以这个上行的诗开始的时候给我们看见。
So at the beginning of the song, the Songs of Songs, we see
第120篇
120.
是给我们看见说那些属于神的人是聚在异地外乡。
We see here that those who belong to God are living in foreign countries.
他们在那个远处心里面就可念神的殿。
They were wherever they live, but their heart longed for the temple of God.
然后因着神的恩典，他们就开始从各地往耶路撒冷去。
And by the grace of God, they converged to Jerusalem from various places.
当他们从各地往耶路撒冷去的时候，他们在路上就第一次相遇。
When they are going toward Jerusalem, on the way they met each other.
他们就一同去耶路撒冷。
And they go to Jerusalem together.
他们远远看见圣殿的时候，他们里面是满了感动。
And when they see the temple from a distance, their hearts were stirred up.
然后他们到了耶路撒冷，爬上这个山，就进到圣殿的里面。
And then they arrived at Jerusalem, they ascended on the steps, and they entered the temple.
他们在那里瞻仰神的荣美。
They behold the glory of God.
他们一面感觉自己的败坏，自己的软弱。
On the one hand, they felt their own corruption and own weakness.
但是一面他们感到神恩典是何等的丰富。
But on the other hand, they feel how abundant is the grace of God.
所以从他们开始一直到耶路撒冷圣殿的里面。
Therefore, on the way from when they start to the end, when they got inside the temple.
他们就唱这些的诗篇。
They sang those songs.
等到唱到133篇的时候。
When they come to Psalm 133.
这可以说乃是上行诗之那个最高的峰峰。
And that is the summit of the Songs of Songs.
他们在那里看见因着神极大的怜悯。
And they see by the great mercy of God.
他们竟然能合而为一。
And even they can be one.
他们不再是分散。
They are no longer disintegrated.
他们不再是个人顾顾自己的事。
They are not the same as in the past when individual only worry about their individual things.
他们现在是在神里面，乃是合而为一的。
They are now one in God.
因此他们在那里感谢神，赞美神。
Therefore, they thank God and they praise God.
他们在那里唱诗篇第一百三十三篇。
They sang Psalm 133.
看那弟兄和睦同居是何等的善，何等的美。
Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brothers to dwell together in unity.
但是因为他们还是在肉身的中间。
But because they are still in flesh.
所以他们不久就要分散。
And soon they will go back.
所以诗篇一百三十四篇就是说到他们开始离开回家去了。
So Psalm 34 talks about when they start to go home.
感谢赞美主，我们今天是主所天的子民。
But we thank God today we are the heavenly people.
虽然我们的肉身呢不能常常聚集在一起。
Although in flesh we cannot meet together always.
但是感谢神,
but thank God our oneness is not something outside.
我们聚集在一起的时候是合一的。
When we gather together, we are one.
就是我们分散回到各家去,
even when we go home, we are one.
这一个事实是永远不改变。
This fact is eternal.
也有人说,
and some say that this 15 songs of degrees. They say that these 15 songs of degrees they refer to when the Israelites go into the temple, there are 15 steps.
根据以西结第40章,
according to the Ezekiel chapter 40,
进到外院里面有七节,
there are 7 steps to go to the outer court.
进到内院里头有八节,
and there are 8 steps to go into the inner court.
所以他们在每一节上就唱一首诗,
therefore, at each step, they will sing one song.
这个也是另外一种的说法,
and that's another interpretation.
不过无论他怎么说法,
but no matter what the interpretation,
我们知道诗篇133篇, 乃是讲到合一的祝福。
We know that Psalm 133 talks about the blessing of oneness.
他在这里, 他说,
the psalmist says here, behold,
凡是圣经里头用看哪这个字的时候,
whenever the word behold is mentioned in the Bible,
乃是神要我们特别来注意,
and that's when God wants us to pay special attention.
这里有一件事,
here there is something,
神要我们大家去注意它,
God wants us to pay attention altogether.
这个是你所不能忽略的,
this is something you cannot neglect.
因为这里有一个荣耀的事实,
because here is a glorious fact.
那个事实就是弟兄和睦同居,
and that glorious fact is brothers dwell together in unity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
在这个地上, 你看不见这个东西,
and on this earth you cannot find this matter.
在这个地上有犹太人, 有外邦人,
and on this earth there are Jews and there are Gentiles.
他们彼此没有来往,
and they do not have any fellowship.
在这个地上有各种各样的派别,
and on this earth there are different denominations.
有的是种族的派别,
and some differences are according to race.
有的是文化的派别,
some are cultural differences.
有的是社会上地位的派别,
some are the social classes make a difference.
有的是教育程度的派别,
some are divided according to education.
在这个世界上是满了派别,
and on this earth is full of classes difference.
分离乃是正常的,
and division is something normal. A unity is something that cannot be found.
但是今天神把我们这一番在种种这个分地的里面把我们合在一起,
but God today has united us out of all these differences.
十字架把这一些的区别替我们一概除去,
the cross has abolished all these differences.
在基督里面我们能合而为一,
in Christ we can be one.
这一种的禁止是世界上所看不见的,
and this phenomenon is something you cannot find in this world.
所以神要我们来看这一个禁止,
so God wants us to behold this thing.
说弟兄和睦同居,
brothers dwell together in unity.
这里给我们看见说是弟兄,
and here we see are the brothers.
我们不管我们过去是谁,
no matter who we are in the past,
我们是属于哪一个种族的,
that whatever race we belong to,
我们是哪一个文化里面的,
and in what kind of culture we belong,
我们受了什么种的教育,
what education we have,
我们在社会里的地位是怎样的,
what was our social status,
不管我们过去怎样,
no, whatever was in the past,
在主的里面我们都是弟兄,
in the Lord we are all brothers.
现在我们都是弟兄,
now we are all brothers.
我们的弟兄已经说过了, 男的也是弟兄, 女的也是弟兄.
Our brother has mentioned there are male brothers and female brothers.
因为在我们里面的生命, 乃是主的生命,
because in us that life is the life of the Lord.
没有一个名词, 在我们的耳中，除了我们的主的名字之外，比弟兄的名字更好听。
Besides the name of our Lord, there's no other name which is more sweet in our ears than brother.
你记得扫罗他逼迫神的儿女。
You remember when Saul was persecuting God's children.
他要到大马士去，要去抓神的儿女。
When he was on his way to Damascus to hold to put these God's children in prison.
把他们带到耶路撒冷去定他们的罪。
To bring them to Jerusalem to put them to accuse them.
但是感谢神，在大马士的路上，我们的主向他显现。
But we thank God on his way to Damascus, our Lord appeared to him.
他进到大马士的城里。
When he entered into the city of Damascus,
有三天三夜他看不见。
For 3 days and 3 nights he could not see anything.
他也不吃不喝。
And he did not eat, he did not drink.
他在那里祷告。
And he was praying.
我们就看见神差遣亚拿尼亚到他那里去。
And God sent Ananias to him.
亚拿尼亚按手在他的头上。
And Ananias put his hand on the head of Saul.
他说，弟兄扫罗。
He said, Brother Saul.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
扫罗是仇敌。
Saul was an enemy.
但是现在这个亚拿尼亚按手在他身上说弟兄。
But now Ananias put hand on the head of Saul. Brother Saul.
我们本来是仇敌。
We were enemies before.
我们不能第一次见面。
We could not even see each other.
如果我们见面的话，有一个要失去的。
When we meet each other, one has to die.
但是今天我们是弟兄。
But today we are brothers.
我相信扫罗他听见这个声音的时候。
I believe when Saul heard this voice.
他里面的感觉是何等的深。
It was a deep feeling inside.
像我这样的一个人。竟然能做弟兄。
A man like me can be called brother.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise our God.
我们都是弟兄。
We are all brothers.
如果是弟兄的话，就得相爱。
If brothers, we have to love each other.
我们如果不相爱，我们就不像弟兄。
If we do not love each other, we are not like brothers.
所以我们的主对我们说。
Therefore our Lord told us.
你们要彼此相爱。
You have to love each other.
为什么我们要彼此相爱呢？
Why do we have to love each other?
因为我们是弟兄。
Because we are brothers.
如果是弟兄的话，我们怎么能不相爱呢？
If brothers, how can we not love each other?
主这样的爱我们。
How the Lord loves us.
我们也要彼此相爱。
We have loved each other.
主爱我们，为我们舍己。
The Lord loved us and gave himself for us.
我们要爱弟兄，为弟兄的舍身。
We have to love our brother and lay down our life for him.
这一个是理所当然的。
And this is what we should do.
这一个是主的生命在我们里面给我们的性情。
And this is the nature that the life of the Lord has brought to us.
这一个是真理。
And this is the truth.
弟兄相爱是真理。
For brothers to love each other, this is the truth.
因为是主用他的爱来赐给我们的。
Because this is what the Lord has given us through his own love.
用他自己的生命来赐给我们的。
He has given this to us through his own life.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
这个弟兄相爱怎么能把它表明出来呢？
How can this brotherly love be expressed?
弟兄相爱借着和睦同居把它显明出来。
This brotherly love is expressed by brothers dwelling together in unity.
住在一起。
To dwell together.
合在一起。
To be one.
这一个能把相爱显明出来。
And that can express mutual love.
今天我们做弟兄。
Today we are brothers.
我们不是偶尔大家见面一下。
It is not just once in a while we meet.
也不是一年一次我们有这样的特会我们大家聚集在一起一下。
It is not once a year we have a conference like this and we come together.
你知道许多的时候我们做基督徒不过是偶尔相遇而已。
You know, oftentimes we Christians only meet once in a long while.
等到主日的时候你去做礼拜了。
And on Sunday you go to the church.
在那一小时的里面。
And within that hour.
你与其他的弟兄姊妹聚集在一起。
And you met with brothers and sisters.
你在那里唱唱诗
and you sing songs.
你在那里祷告
and you pray.
也许也不是你祷告
maybe it's not you pray.
那是有人替你祷告
and somebody else prayed for you.
你在那里听一点神的话
and you heard some a word of God.
如果过了二十分钟，你就不耐烦了。
And after 20 minutes, you become impatient.
那么一个钟点很快的过去。
And 1 hour quickly passed.
然后大家拉拉手，说下个礼拜再见。
And then you shake hands, you say see you next week.
这样我们客情相遇啊，很容易。
And this we meet together just as friends, it's very easy.
我们不过在外面有一点基础。
And this is just some contact outside.
我们把所有的弟兄姊妹都聚在一笔之外。
And we always keep brothers and sisters at distance from me.
这样我们就得很安全。
And then I feel it's safe for me.
也没有人能打我们。
And nobody can attack us.
也没有人能踢我们。
And nobody that will kick me.
也没有人能把我们放在他的脚下。
And there's nobody can trample me on his foot.
因为我们已经不在了。
Because I'm not here.
弟兄姊妹，这个不是和睦同居。
But dear brothers and sisters, this is not dwelling together.
什么叫做同居呢？
What is to say to dwell together?
同居就是一直在一起。
To dwell together is to be together all the time.
你们一直在一起。
And you are together all the time.
不是偶尔见一下。
And not just to meet once in a long while.
在聚会的时候也在一起。
And we are together when we meet.
在不聚会的时候也在一起。
We are together when we are not in the meeting.
不是说光聚会的时候我们在一起。
And it's not to say we only together when we meet on Sunday.
就是不聚会的时候我们还是和睦同居。
And even when we are not in the meetings, we still dwell together in unity.
因为我们是一家的人。
Because we are all in one family.
无论在什么时候。
No matter when.
无论在什么地方。
No matter where.
我们还在一起。
We are still together.
而我们大家彼此能和睦。
And we can be in one.
我们彼此之间没有间隔。
And there's no difference, no division.
我们彼此之间没有争执。
And there's no strife.
我们在主的平安的里面，我们和睦。
And in the peace of the Lord, that we have our own peace.
如果是这样的话，
If that's the case,
他说，看哪，弟兄和睦同居。
He said, Behold, when brothers dwell together,
是何等的美。是何等的好，是何等的美。
How good and how pleasant.
好，在圣经的里面。
In the Bible, the word good.
有它特别的意义。
It has its special meaning.
不是人说说好的都是好。
It is not good if men say it is good.
很多人说认为好的。
Oftentimes when many men think to be good.
是不好。
It's actually not good.
什么是圣经里头的好呢？
What is the word good mean in the Bible?
圣经里头的好就是神认为好的。
The word good in the Bible means when God thinks it is good.
是合乎他的旨意的。
It is something according to his will.
这一个才是好。
And that is the true good.
什么叫做美呢？
What is pleasant?
美就是能叫神满意的。
The pleasant is something that satisfies the heart of God.
也能叫你满意的。
It also satisfies your heart.
这个叫做美。
And that is pleasant.
弟兄和睦同居是何等的好。
How good it is for brethren to dwell together in unity.
这个是神的心意。
And this is the heart of God.
是何等的美。
This is how pleasant.
这个叫我们整个心得着满足。
It satisfies the heart of God.
我们也得着满足。
And it also satisfies our hearts.
那么当弟兄和睦同居的时候。
And when brothers dwell together in unity.
这个不受时间的限制。
And that is not limited by time.
也不受空间的限制。
And not by space either.
因为我们在主里面，我们已经活在永世的里面。
Because in the Lord, we already live in eternity.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, dear brothers and sisters,
不是我们聚集在这里的时候，
It is not only when we are gathering here together,
尤其当我们一同拜饼的时候，
Especially when we break the bread together,
我们看见弟兄和睦同居，
We see brothers dwell together in unity.
这是何等的善，何等的美。
It's how good and how pleasant.
但是也许你心里想，
But maybe you think,
这个不过一小时而已，
This is just 1 hour.
现在我们不久要分开。
And very soon we will depart.
是不是我们需要等到明年，主若愿意的话，我们再来一下呢？
Is it according if Lord's willing that we wait until next year when we get it together again?
不是这样。
Not so.
我们在主里面不受时间空间的限制。
In the Lord we are not limited by time or space.
灵里面的合一，
The oneness in the spirit.
在主里面的和睦，
The peace in the Lord.
这一个是永永远远的。
And this is eternal.
弟兄和睦同居的时候
，When brothers dwell together in unity，
作诗的人有两幅的图画来描写。
The psalmist used two pictures to describe this。
他说：“这个好像那个尊贵的膏油啊，浇在亚伦的头上。”
He says it's like the precious oil upon the head of Aaron。
流到他的胡须
，ran down upon the beard，
一直流到他的衣襟
，ran down to the hem of his garments。
那弟兄姊妹，我们都知道
，brothers and sisters， we all know，
亚伦乃是大祭司
，Aaron was the high priest。
按照出埃及记三十章告诉我们
，according to Exodus chapter 30，
当这一个大祭司啊要就职的时候
，when the high priest was to take position。
他需要用贵重的膏油浇在他的头上。
He needs to be anointed with this precious oil。
这个贵重的膏油啊，不是一滴滴的。
And this precious oil was not put on his head by drops。
是把这个贵重的膏油啊，大大的浇在他的头上。
Now the precious oil was to be poured on his head。
所以就流到他的胡须了。
So it ran down on his beard。
一直流下他的全身，一直到。
And it ran down through his whole body and to the hem of his garments.
就说他整个的人都受膏了。
That is his whole body, whole person is anointed.
那么受膏了之后，他就能到会幕的里面去开始侍奉。
After he was anointed, then he could enter into the tabernacle to serve.
我们的主耶稣。
Our Lord Jesus.
他在地上的时候。
When he was on earth.
我们记得。当他到这个去受洗的时候
，You know when he was to be baptized，
他从水里上来的时候
，When he come up from the water，
天就开了
，Heaven opens，
圣灵仿佛鸽子一样就降在他的身上，并且住在他的里面。
The Holy Spirit descended upon him and also dwell in him。
换一句话说
，In another word，
当他工作要开始的时候
，Before his ministry，
神那贵重的膏油就是圣灵
，And this precious oil which is the Holy Spirit，
有什么比圣灵更宝贵呢
？Is there anything more precious than the Holy Spirit？
神就把他的灵浇在他儿子的头上
，And God pour out His Spirit on the head of His Son。
所以你记得当主耶稣第一次出来。在会堂里说话的时候
，You remember when our Lord Jesus the first time he entered the temple and spoke，
他就把圣经翻到以赛亚书
，And he opened the scripture to Isaiah，
六十一章
，Chapter 61，
他就是说，我是神所差遣的，他膏了我
，And he said I was sent by God and he anointed me，
这个圣经今天应验在你们中间
，And this scripture is now realized among you.
我们的主在地上乃是受膏做士者做先知。
Our Lord on earth, he was anointed to be the ambassador and prophet.
在希伯来书第三章说，我们的使徒和大祭司耶稣基督。
And in Hebrew chapter 13, it says, our apostle and high priest, Lord Jesus.
所以在地上的时候，他是受膏做使徒。
And so on earth, he was anointed to be the apostle.
受膏做先知
anointed to be the prophet
他把神向我们显明出来
he displayed God to us
他在那里完成神差遣他来的工作
he accomplished the work that God sent him to do
他所有在地上的工作都不是凭着他自己做
his work on earth nothing was done according to himself
都是在圣灵的里面来做的
everything was done in the Holy Spirit
甚至于当他钉十字架的时候
even when he was crucified
希伯来书告诉我们说他借着永远的灵把自己献上
the book of Hebrews told us thatby the eternal spirit he offered himself
所以主在地上的时候是受膏的
therefore when our Lord was on earth he was anointed
但是那个时候他的受膏不过是他一个人
but at that time his being anointed was of course on he himself
然后我们的主死了
and then our Lord died
埋葬了
buried
第三天从死里复活
the third day he was raisedFrom among the dead.
他向门徒显现四十天
And he appeared to the disciples for 40 days.
然后他升上高天之上
And he ascended to the heaven.
当他升到天上的时候
When he was ascended to the heaven.
神再一次地告他
And God once again anointed him.
你读诗篇第二篇的时候,
when you read Psalm, second song,
你在第六节里面看见说,
in verse 6 it says,
他是神所高为君王的,
he was anointed to be king.
你读诗篇110篇的时候,
if you read Psalm 110,
你就看见说, 他是被神高做大祭司, 高做摩西先生的大凳子, 做大祭司,
he was anointed to be the high priest on the order of Melchizedek.
所以当我们的主升天的时候,
so when our Lord ascended to heaven,
神就再一次地高他,
once again God anointed him,
高他做大祭司, 做君王,
anointed him to be the high priest and the king.
这个就是彼得在五旬节所传的信息,
and this is the message that Peter proclaimed on the day of Pentecost.
他说神已经立他为主为基督了,
he said God has set him up to be the Lord and Christ.
但是当神高他的时候,
but when the Lord, when God anointed him,
这个膏油不是停留在他的头上,
that oil did not just stay on his head.
这个膏油就开始流下来,
that precious oil ran down.
到五旬节十天之后,
now,
升天十天之后,
now, 10 days after our Lord ascended,
到五旬节的那一天,
and on the day of Pentecost,
当120个门徒聚集在那楼上的时候,
when 120 disciples gathered on the upper floor,
忽然他们听见一个声音,
and suddenly they heard a voice,
好像一个人在那里深呼吸的,
as a man's deep breathing,
a hard breathing,
hard breathing,
好像有个人在那呼,
as a person just to breathe out,
他们立刻就被圣灵充满,
and immediately they were filled with the Holy Spirit.
他们这120个人在一个灵里面圣灵的里面就竟成一个身体,
these 120 in one spirit, they were baptized into one body.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
圣灵的浸乃是把我们浸到基督的身体里面,
the baptism of the Holy Spirit baptizes us into the body of Christ.
圣灵的浸是把我们带到元首基督的底下,
the baptism of the Holy Spirit brings us into, under the headship of Christ.
我们就看见这膏油啊已经流到胡须了,
and then we see this precious oil has ran down to the beard.
我想这120个人像胡须一样,
and I think these 120 are like the beard,
因为他们都看见过主,
because they have all seen the Lord,
他们跟踪过主,
they have followed the Lord,
他们在地上预住在一起,
they were with the Lord when they were on earth,
好像他们与他连得很近很近,
as they were very close to the Lord.
感谢神他们 受了膏油,
and we praise God that they were anointed.
有了这个膏油, 他们都开始侍奉,
and with this anointing, they started to minister.
那一天3000人得救,
and that day 3,000 were saved.
这3000人也都受了膏油,
these 3,000 were anointed.
这个膏油一直在哪里流啊,
and that oil flows down.
流了2000年,
for 2,000 years.
现在还在哪里流?
Now still flowing.
无论在什么地方,
no matter where.
有人信了主了,
when people believe in the Lord,
他就被圣灵浸到这个身体里,
then they are baptized by the Holy Spirit into this body.
一直到那个衣襟,
and until the hem of the garment.
换一句话说,
in another word,
全身都是被膏油所浇灌,
the whole body was poured down by the Holy Spirit.
所以我们每一个肢体, 因着被膏的缘故, 我们才能开始施肥,
and therefore every member, because we have been anointed, then we can start to minister.
所以弟兄姊妹你看见吗?
Therefore brothers and sisters, do you see?
弟兄和睦同居,
when brothers dwell together in unity,
我们如果真是活在身体的里面,
if we truly live in the body,
我们每一个肢体站在神所安排的地位上,
and every member stands at the position which God has appointed,
活在元首的底下,
and under the headship of Christ,
彼此联络做肢体,
that we be fitted together as members,
我们就能经历这个膏油的浇灌,
then we can experience the pour down of the precious oil,
就能产生属灵的侍奉,
then there will be a spiritual service.
今天我们看见,
today we see,
在神的儿女的中间,
among God's children,
好像侍奉是一件艰难的事,
as service or ministry is a difficult matter.
依靠几个人在那里侍奉。
And it depends on a few people to serve.
其他的弟兄姊妹都在那里接受侍奉。
And other brothers and sisters just to receive the service.
好像他不是自己。
As if they are not a member.
好像他没有功用。
As if they do not have function.
好像他没有恩赐。
As if they do not have the gift.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters.
你在身体的里面。
You are in the body.
你是一个自己。
You are a member.
神已经安排你在身体上做某一个肢体。
God has already arranged you to be a certain member of the body.
你不能拣选你要做哪一个肢体。
You have no choice which member you want to be.
这个神所安排的。
This is what God has appointed.
你要感谢赞美神。
You have to thank and praise God.
因为真肢体虽然多。
Because although members are many.
没有一个肢体是可缺的。
There is no single member that's dispensable.
因为你是一个肢体
Because you are a member
主在你身上就给你一个指示
The Lord gives you a function
要你侍奉
And wants you to serve
圣灵就照着他的意思就给你恩赐
The Holy Spirit gives you gift according to what the Lord said
为什么今天你没有侍奉
Why today you do not have that function
为什么今天你不能侍奉
Why today you cannot serve
因为你不活在身体里面
Because today, you do not live in the body.
你活在身体的外面。
You live outside of the body.
所以好像那个膏油就达不到你了。
Therefore, the precious oil does not reach you.
如果你真是活在元首的底下。
But if you truly put yourself under the headship,
你真是在身体里学习做一个肢体。
And you truly learn to be a member in the body.
膏油是你的份。
The precious oil is your portion.
你借着圣灵所给你的恩赐，能在教会里头侍奉。
You can serve in His church by the gift that the Holy Spirit has given you.
这个是弟兄和睦同居的祝福。
And this is the blessing of brothers dwelling together in unity.
如果弟兄不和睦
，If the brothers do not dwell together in unity，
就是我们在一起聚会，大家。相吞相咬。
Now, even when we are meeting together, we just bite and fight with each other.
难怪没有膏油的涂抹。
No wonder there's no anointing.
难怪教会的侍奉那样的软弱。
No wonder the service, the ministry of the church is so weak.
什么地方弟兄和睦同居
Wherever The brothers dwell together in peace and unity.
那里就要经历圣灵的浇灌。
There you experience the pouring down of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的浇灌不是为着我们一时的兴奋。
The pouring down of the Holy Spirit is not for the purpose of us to be excited.
不是为着我们自己的高兴。
It is not for our own enjoyment.
受膏是有目的的。受膏是有目的的。
There's a purpose of anointing.
那个目的就是因着受膏而产生侍奉。
The purpose is because of this anointing, there is service.
还有一个的图画。
There's another picture.
他说好像赫门的甘露啊降在耶路撒冷。
As the dew of Hermon that descended on the mountains of Zion.
是香山上。
On the mountain of Zion.
在那里有生命定的祝福，就是永远的生命。
For there has the blessing commanded by God, life forevermore.
赫门山是在北部。
Mount Hermon is to the north.
它离开，它高在海拔，它高到一万尺。
It is 10,000 feet in elevation.
所以你就看见说它的山上是终年积雪的。
So on the top of Mount Hermon, there was the snow all the time throughout the year.
那么白天这个太阳晒的时候啊地上的水汽啊就蒸发上去了。
During the day, when the sun came, then the vapor from the snow went up.
从那个地面上上去。
Oh, sorry.It goes up from the ground.
但它升上去啊，碰到上面的冷的空气的时候
when the vapor goes up, when it meets the cold air on top,
它就凝结变成露水了。
It will condense to be dew.
它就降下来，好像下雨一样。
It comes down as rain.
来滋润地面。
It gives moisture to the ground.
那么风呢，就把它吹了。
And the wind blows it.
当然，从这个黑门呢，这个路啊，要被吹到西安呢，好像那是不可能的。
Now it looked impossible, for the dew to be blown from Mount Hermon to Zion.
因为锡安山是一个小的山。
Because Mount Zion is a small hill.
是在南方。
It is in the south.
但是我们要知道这是作诗啊。
But we know that this is just a poem.
所以作诗啊，你就好像什么呢？好像在北方的这一个甘露啊，它从黑门山一直滴。一直到了锡安山。
So the poem gives us the picture that this dew from the from Mount Hermon on the north and descended until it reaches Mount Zion.
黑门因为高啊，所以代表天。
The Mount Hermon represents heaven because of its height.
锡安是大卫设立宝座的地方。
Zion is the place of David's throne.
所以我们在这里看天上的那个祝福。
Here we see the heavenly blessing.
就临到主在他儿女中登宝座的地方。
It comes down to the throne, the place where the throne of where God, where the Lord comes to His children.
无论在哪里
，No matter where,
有两三个人
，two or three,
奉我的名聚会
，gather together in my name,
我就在他们中间
，and I am among them.
无论在哪里
，No matter where,
有人奉主的名聚集
，and there are people.Who gather in the name of the Lord.
就是让大卫的宝座设立在他们中间。
Then they have left the throne of David to be established among them.
那里天上的祝福就临到了。
There is where the heavenly blessing is descended.
那一个祝福是命定。
And that blessing is commanded.
是不会没有。
And that's something that's for sure to be there.
那个祝福就是永远的生命。
That blessing is life forevermore.
换一句话说。
In another word.
什么地方弟兄和睦同居。
Wherever brothers dwell together in peace and unity.
什么地方弟兄让基督做元首，持定元首。
Wherever brothers and sisters let Christ to be the head and hold fast to it.
在那里生命是丰富。
And there, the life is abundant.
今天我们感觉生命非常的软弱。
Here, today we feel that the work of the Holy Spirit on us to be so weak.
好像我们今天做基督徒，真是用尽力量做，也做不上去。
As we try our best to be a Christian, and we fail.
我们一同聚集的时候，好像这个生命是多么的软弱。
And when we gather together, it seems the life within us is so weak.
什么地方缺少生命?
Wherever there is a lack of life,
那里就得组织。
There you find organization.
因为没有组织，维持不下去。
Because without an organization, you cannot maintain the form.
什么地方缺少生命?
Wherever there is a lack of life,
什么地方就得根据遗传。
There you need tradition.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们看见神的儿女活在遗传的里面。
Today you see brothers, children of God live in tradition.
在开始的时候是生命。
In the beginning it was life.
但是现在变成遗传。
But now it is the tradition.
在开始的时候是生命的流入。
In the beginning it was the flow of life.
但是现在乃是人工的组织。
But now it's the organization of man.
为什么原因
？Why?
因为弟兄不和睦同。
Because brothers do not dwell together in peace.
如果弟兄和睦同居的话，
If brothers dwell together in peace and unity,
永远的生命乃是命定的事情。
That life forevermore is already commanded by God.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Therefore, brothers and sisters,
我们彼此相爱，要用弟兄和睦同居来把它显明出来。
That we can love each other has to be expressed by us brothers dwelling together in peace and unity.
诗篇133篇
Psalm 133
乃是大卫所写的
It's written by David
你知道大卫里面的感觉是非常深的
Do you know that the feeling within David is very deep
因为他自己家里的他的儿女弟兄不和睦
Because in his own household his own children and brothers and sisters they did not have peace
所以在大卫的心里头这件事情是他极大的痛苦
And therefore in the heart of DavidThis matter was a great pain. When he saw the Israelites coming from all over the place to Jerusalem,
注意说，在那几天，大家是和睦同居。
At least in those days, They are together in peace and harmony. Because their hearts are set toward God. They come to worship God. When David sees the scene, there is deep emotion in him. He hopes that this thing can happen in his own household. And he hopes that this thing among the Israelites are not only three times a year, but throughout the year. David is a prophet. And therefore, this song, if we can say, is also a prophetic song. And the realization of this prophecy is not at that time when the Israelites come to Jerusalem together. That was just a shadow. The image of the true thing is yet ahead. And that image of the true thing only appears after our Lord Jesus has accomplished the salvation.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
大卫在预言里面预言到弟兄和睦同居。
David prophesied, the brothers dwell together in peace and unity.
我们的主在他上十字架之前，他祷告，愿父叫他们都合而为一，像我们合而为一样。
Our Lord Jesus, before he went to the cross, he prayed to the Father.For the Father to make them to be one as we are one.
然后他到十字架去成功这一个合一的工作。
Then he went to the cross to accomplish this work of unity.
所以圣灵才能把合一赐给我们。
And then the Holy Spirit can come to give us this oneness.
最终的光景在地上有没有看见过？
And that scene have you ever seen on this world?
看见过。
Yes, was before.
在使徒行传头四章的里面
In the first four chapters of Acts,
我们就看见这一种的光景
And we see the scene.
在那里120个人
And there are 120.
不错
Indeed.
这120个人十天同心合意恒起祷告
And for 10 days, these 120, they prayed in one unison and one accord.
但是你去看看这120个人
But if you see these 120 people,
里头有11个门徒使徒
There were 11 apostles.
他们跟从主三年多之久
They followed the Lord for more than 3 years.
但是你看见他们一直在那里争，一直在那里吵
But you see, they were arguing among themselves all the time.
谁是大的
Who is the greatest?
彼得说当然是我了
Peter said it's of course I
雅各约翰说不我们两个都是比一个更厉害的
And James and John said we combined are bigger than you
所以甚至于当主要进耶路撒冷受死的时候
So even when before our Lord was to enter Jerusalem to be crucified
雅各和约翰他们把母亲都请出来
And James and John brought their mother
因为他们的母亲是主耶稣的这个姑妈
Because their momIs the aunt of our Lord Jesus in flesh.
姑妈的话是有力量的。
And the aunt's words.
有一个坐在右边，一个坐在左边。
The one is supposed to sit on the Lord's right, and the other on the left.
全部都包办。
And they would control everything.
难怪其他十个门徒所生气。
No wonder the other disciples are very angry.
他们生气，因为给他们两个人占了上风了。
They are angry because these two seem to have upper hand.
他们也要坐在左边和右边。
Because they also want to sit on the left and right.
一直等到他吃晚餐的时候，他们还在那里争呢。
Even when they are about to eat the dinner, the supper, they still were arguing.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters,
你看见这是一个使徒。
And these are the 11 apostles.
然后有一些的妇女在那里
And then there are women there.
这些的妇女主在地上工作的时候他们是在那里服侍主的
And these women ministered to the Lord when he was working on his earth
他们实在是爱主
They really loved the Lord
当主钉十字架的时候
When the Lord was crucified on the cross
门徒都四散了
And the disciples were dispersed
但是在十字架的底下有这些宝贝的姊妹在那里
But under the cross there were these precious sisters
他们一直跟主耶稣的埋葬
They followed to even the burial of the Lord Jesus
他们是最先到坟墓的人
They were the first to come to the tomb.
他们是最先看见主复活的。
They were the first to see the resurrection of the Lord.
他们是最先报告主的复活的。
They were the first to report on the resurrection.
他们比弟兄强得多了。
And they were stronger than the brothers.
他们有许多可夸的地方。
There were so many things they can boast.
你的还有主的母亲呢。
They were also the mother of the Lord Jesus.
啊，我们主的母亲当然有她特殊的地位。
And our, of course, the mother of our Lord Jesus has her special position.
还有她自己肉身的弟兄呢。
And also the Lord has his brothers in the flesh.
虽然主还没有受死复活之前，他们不信主。
And although before our Lord was crucified and died, they did not believe in him.
但是主复活之后，他的弟兄是完全的跟从。
But after our Lord rose from the dead, his own brothers in the flesh, they totally follow him.
在外面看，这一百二十个人是再好的基督徒也没有了。
Now, outside speaking, these 120 Christians were the best Christians.
但是你去研究他的仔细的话，里头问题很多。
But if you examine them in detail, there were many problems.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
当圣灵降下来的时候，
But when the Holy Spirit came down,
他们就进成一个身体。
They were baptized into one body.
没有你，没有我。
There's no you, there's no me.
只有主。
The only the Lord.
彼得站起来
Peter rose up.
十一个使徒一同站
The 11 stood up too.
没有单独
There's no one single standing out.
他们现在这个个人主义是完全没有
Now there is no more individualism.
个人的得失了也没有
The gain or lose of any individual does not appear anymore.
他们看见他们是一个身体
They saw they are in one body.
三千人得救
3,000 were saved.
这三千得救的人都恒心遵守使徒的教统训和教统白费祈祷。
Those 300, they continued steadfastly in the teaching of the apostles, the fellowship, the breaking of the bread, and prayer.
他们天天在一起。
Daily they were together.
在殿里，在家里敬拜主。
They worshiped the Lord in the temple and at home.
没有一个人说这是我的。
No one says this is mine.
他们彼此相爱。
They love each other.
他们和睦同居。
They dwell together in peace.
当使徒们被犹太的议会在那里恐吓的时候。
When the apostles were threatened by the Sanhedrin of the Jews,
他们回到弟兄们中间,
they went back to the brothers.
大家同心合意地祷告,
they prayed in one unit, in one heart.
地都震动了,
even the ground was shaking.
他们就在圣灵的勇敢里面为主做见证,
they gave testimony to the Lord in the boldness of the Spirit.
主把得救的人天天加给他们,
the Lord gave them the saved ones daily.
世界看着他们说, 看啊, 他们是这样的相爱。
The world saw them and said, Behold, they love each other so much.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
Dear brothers and sisters,
这不是应验诗篇第三十三篇。
That does not realize Psalm 133.
这不是主在十七章约翰十七章的祷告得所答应吗?
Isn't that the answer of our Lord in his prayer in John chapter 17?
我们主的祷告父必应允。
The prayer of our Lord is for sure answered by the Father.
你看，那么快就得到答应了。
Very quickly, so quickly it was answered.
不错，因着我们的败坏。
Now indeed, because of our corruption.
这一个和睦同居那个见证，不久就慢慢的失落。
Now that testimony of dwelling together in peace and unity, disappeared very quickly.
但是是不是说从今以后就不再出现了
But does that say that that thing did not appear again?
你如果可以看教会的历史的话
If you see the history of the church
我没有办法把两千年教会的历史在半小时里头与弟兄们交通
I cannot review the history of the church within just half an hour
我只能举几个例子
I can only give you some examples
在十八世纪的时候
In the 18th century
有 Moravian movement
There was this Moravian movement
那个 Moravian 的那个运动
That Moravian movement
是有一位弟兄
There was a brother
他叫新登多。
By the name of Zinzendorf.
这就是我们最后一首诗啊，弟兄说是他所写的。
And this, as our brother said, the last song we sing, we have in the book was written by Brother Zinzendorf.
他是一个贵族。
He was a nobleman.
但是呢，从很小的时候他就爱主。
But from very early age, he loved the Lord.
他的就大概不过是四五岁的时候，就五六岁的时候就得救。
And he was saved when he was very young, maybe from 4 to 6 years old.
他常常啊，这个纸头上啊，写他爱慕主的心。
He often put his love for the Lord on a piece of paper.
然后他在他自己的卡锁里面呢，从窗里头把它丢出去。
And then he threw this little paper out from the window of his own castle.
表明他爱主的心。
He wanted to express his love for the Lord.
然后当然他经过很高的教育。
Then he was very well educated.
但是他在学校里面，他就召集同学，一同祷告，一同追求。
When he was at school, he would gather his friends and classmates together to pray to pursue the Lord.
当他毕业的时候，按照贵族的教育，他要去周游世界，这也是他教育的一部分。
When he graduated.And as part of his education as a nobleman, he was going to go to the other countries.
他到了巴黎，别人对巴黎很有兴趣，他一点没有兴趣。
When he went to Paris, others were so interested in the city, but he was not.
有一天，他到了 Dusseldorf.
One day he went to Dusseldorf.
他到一个博物馆里头去参观。
He went to a museum.
他看见有一幅的图画。
He saw a picture.
这一个。是主耶稣的一个画家画主耶稣的一个头。
This is something that's painted by a painter, the head of our Lord Jesus.
怎么样戴着荆棘的冠冕
？And was the crown of thorn on his head.
在底下这一个画家写了一句话。
At the bottom, this painter wrote.
我为你做了这些，你为我做什么
？I have done all this for you. What have you done for me?
这个画家也是一个故事。
This painter also has his story.
我不能讲给讲
I have no time.
因为太长了
Because too long.
当新登道看见这幅画的时候
When Zinzendorf looked at this picture.
他读到这句话的时候
When he read this sentence.
他就站在那里就不开
He stood there. He couldn't move.
不过关要关门了
The museum was to close.
所以关门的人来破他的戒
And this guard came over and knocked.And a pat on his shoulder saying, it's time.
他回到旅馆里头。
He went back to his hotel.
就怕他整个的人就奉献给。
He offered himself to the Lord.
那个时候在欧洲 Moravia, Bohemia, 这一带的地方。
At that time in Europe, in the area of Bohemia and Moravia,
有许多的基督徒受逼迫。
There were many Christians persecuted.
不但天主教逼迫他们。
Not only Catholics persecuted them.
连更正教也逼迫他们。
Even the Reformers persecuted them.
因为在他们的中间，他们看见一些的真理。
Because among them they have seen some truth.
而他们不满意这个当时这个教会的情形。
They are not satisfied with the condition of the church then.
他们在神的话语里头看见一些的真理。
They saw some truth in the word of God.
他们愿意照着主的真理来遵守。
They were willing to obey his truth as they saw.
因此，天主教不容纳他们，更正教也不容纳他们。
Therefore, the Catholic Church could not tolerate them. The Reformist Church could not tolerate them either.
他们受逼迫。
They were persecuted.
他们好像羊啊，散在旷野里头一样。
They were like sheep scattered in the desert.
都是无家可归。
They had no home.
那个时候，新登道就把他自己的产业打开了。
So at that time, Zinzendorf opened up his estate.
欢迎这些为真道受逼迫逃难的人到他那里来。
He welcomed those Christians who were persecuted because of their faith.
所以结果，那些受逼迫的基督徒从各地就来到他的产业。
So those persecuted Christians came to his property from all over the place.
在1722年的时候
，In 1722,
那里就开始有所谓的 Hornhut.
And then started this place called Hornhut.
那个就是那个意思，就是说。神的守望
And the meaning is the watchtower of God.
Under the watch of God.
Sorry.
under the watch of God.
他的意思就是说，不但在神的看望之下。
The meaning is not only they are under the watch of God.
他们也在神面前做守望者。
They are also watchmen under God.
那么从各地来的人。
Now those from all over the place.
他们带着他们的不同。
They brought their differences.
这些人都是为着不肯放弃他们所看见的真理。
They came together. These are those who do not want to give up the truth they have seen.
他们愿意放弃他们的性命，不愿意放弃他们所看见的真理。
They are willing to give up their life. They are not willing to give up the truth they see.
所以你能感觉他们对他们所看见的那一个信念是那么的坚定。
So they have such a strong attachment and faith in the things they have seen.
但是他们个人有个人的看见。
But each one has their own opinion.
所以聚集在那里从各方面来的人。
So,They gather together from all over the place.
有的从天主教来。
Some from the Catholic Church.
有的从更正教 Reform 的改革教改革宗里头来的。
Some come from the Reformed Church.
有的是从 Separatist 这个分离宗来的。
Some from the Separatist.
有的从那个 Pietist 那里来的。
Some from the Puritists and Pietists.
有的是从崇敬派来的 Anabaptist.
Some from the Anabaptist.
你就看见说他们从各种各派来到那里。
You see that they came from all different backgrounds.
都爱主。
They all love the Lord.
但是合不起来。
But they could not be one.
他们中间就是没有办法合一。
They could not be one.
新正道看见这种的情形，他里面的负担非常的重。
When Zinzendorf saw this condition, there was a deep burden in him.
他感觉神给他一个负担。
He felt that God has given him a burden.
所以到1727年的时候
，Year 1727，
他本来是在朝廷做官的。
He was actually an official in the court.
但是当然不是他所愿意。
And of course, that's not according to his own will.
所以他就请求他回家。
So he asked the government to leave his position and come back to his home.
他就回到家里。
He went back to his home.
要与这一班弟兄姊妹在一起。
He wanted to be with these brothers and sisters.
他很可能把他们赶出去。
He could just to chase them out.
但是他有负担。
But there is a burden in him.
所以到1727年的时候。
In 1727.
在5月里头。
In May.
他就召集他们。
He gathered them.
因为他们都是他的住户啊。
Because these were his renters. Or not renters.
他是主人呢。
Because he was the owner.
所以他把他们召集在一起。
And they gathered them together.
给他们看见。你们今天这样的分离，乃是为着所谓知识的缘故。
He said he told them that you today are divided to this extent because this is because what you want is knowledge.
你们中间缺少爱。
You among you there is lacking of love.
他就与他们立约。
Now he has a covenant with them.
因为他是主人。
Because he is the owner.
所以你们要住在这里，你们要守这些的规条。
He says, if you want to live here, you have to abide by these rules.
就在那一个情形之中。
Under that condition.
那些弟兄姊妹。
And those brothers and sisters.
他们为了做他们的分离，感觉羞耻。
They feel so ashamed of their division.
他们大家都愿意放下自己的意见。
They are willing to lay aside their own opinion.
他们愿意放下他们自己。
They are willing to lay down themselves.
他们愿意谦卑。
They are willing to be humble.
他们不愿意再爬在别的人的头上。
They do not want to ride to step on other people again.
他们愿意学习顺服。
They want to learn to be obedient.
所以就在那一个时候。
And at that time,
A nest of sects becomes a living congregation of Christ. 一个宗派的窝就变成主的活的会众。
A nest of sects becomes a God's living congregation.
从那件事情形就把改变了。
From that time on,The situation becomes different.
弟兄姊妹里面满了喜乐。
And there's joy in the heart of brothers and sisters.
到了八月十三号的时候。
August 13th.
这是他们在一起第一次聚集白饼。
And that's the first time ever that they gather together to break the bread.
那一天当他们聚集在一起的时候
That day when they gathered together
在摆饼的时候
When they were breaking the bread
基督的宝血
The blood of Christ
他们彼此的交通
And their fellowship among them
摸着了他们每个人的心
It touched the heart of everyone
他们那天在一个灵里面就合而为一
That day in one spirit they became one
变成一个人
They became one spirit
他们彼此相爱
They loved each other
从那里开始
From that time on
开始二十四小时昼夜不息的祷告
For 24 hours they prayed day and night
起初是二十四个弟兄姊妹
At the beginning there were only 24 brothers and sisters
他们有这个负担
They had this burden
一个人拿一小时
And everyone would use 1 hour.
昼夜不懈地祷告。
And that they pray continually day and night.
然后整个的人都起来。
And then everyone joined in.
他们这个二十四小时的祷告继续了一百年。
And that 24 hours continual praying continued for 100 years.
在他们中间那个时候四个人中间有一个人出去传道。
Among them, one out of four would go out for missionary work.
他们去传道不是收薪水的。
They went for missionary work. They do not take salary.
他们带着这一去传道。
They go to preach the gospel with their own work.
他们到福音没有传道的地方去。
They go to places where gospel was not preached.
他们要对那些做奴隶的人传道。
They want to preach gospel for those who were slaves.
所以他们把自己的卖身做奴隶。
So they sold themselves to be slaves.
这样他们可以对奴隶传道。
Then they could preach gospel to the slaves.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们在这里看见弟兄和睦同居，何等的善，何等的美。
Here we see brothers dwelling together in unity and peace. How good and pleasant.
这一个是合一的见证。
This is the testimony of oneness.
再举一个。
Another example.
到了十九世纪的时候
And coming to the 19th century
有一位弟兄他是牙医
There was a brother, he was a dentist
Doctor,
a doctor.
Edward Cronin
Dr. Edward Cronin
他那个时候为做生气的缘故他就搬到爱尔兰的 Dublin 去
Because of his health, he moved to Dublin of Ireland
他本来是天主教
He was a Catholic
神把他从天主教里头拯救出来
God saved him from the Catholicism
所以当他到了 Dublin 的时候
When he arrived at Dublin
他就要到去参加聚会
And he wanted to go to a meeting
但是他里面感觉
He felt
我要与神的众儿女交通
I want to fellowship with God's children, all children
所以他先到一个地方去聚会
So he went to one place to meet
比方说他到浸信会去聚会
For example, he went to the Baptist
他与他们在一起很好
And it was good for him to be with them
他们也很喜欢他
And they liked him also
但是过了一段时间
But after a while
他们就要求了
They requested
你在我们中间聚会我们觉得非常的好
And we feel very good for you to be among us
现在请你加入做会员
Now please join in as a member
他说我不加入
He said I cannot
我已经属于基督的身体了
I already belong to the body of Christ
我不愿意加入任何的一个派别
I do not want to join as a member of any denomination
你如果不加入就不欢迎
See, If you do not want to join as a member you're not welcome
所以他再跑到第二个地方去
So he went to a second place
又是这样
Same story
结果又不欢迎
And he was not welcome
他再跑到另外一个地方
Went to the third place
起初都很好
At the beginning it was fine
但是都要他加入组会
But they all wanted him to join as a member
他不加入
He did not want to
又不欢迎
And he was not welcome
所以有好几个月
So for several months
他一个人到了主日的时候
On Sunday he himself
他在一个大树的底下
He went under a tree
或者在一个草堆的里面
Or went among on the grass
他在那里默想
He was contemplating
后来找到另外一个弟兄
Then he found another brother
Wilson
by the name of Wilson
他们两个人在一起摆饼纪念主
The two of them came together they broke the bread and remembered the Lord
后来也有别人
Then
也有别人参加
There are other people join in
但是有一度也停了一下
But they also stopped for a while.
另外有一个人。
There was another one.
J.N. Darby.
John Darby.
这一个弟兄他是业法律的。
This brother was a lawyer by training.
他的姐夫啊是苏格兰这个大的这个法官。
His brother-in-law was the chief judge of Ireland.
他对于他这一个亲戚啊非常器重。
And he particularly respected this relative.
因为他觉得达比这一个人他的思想是那么敏锐。
Because he thought this relative of his Darby had such a precise mind.
他可以为着苏格兰的律法定一个新的制度。
Sorry, this is Scotland. He thought that Darby could establish a new system for the law of Scotland.
但是他得救。
But John Darby was saved.
他经过七年的黑暗。
For 7 years of darkness.
结果他完全蒙恩。
And then he was totally saved.
他蒙恩之后他觉得他不能做律师。
So after he was saved, he felt he could not be a lawyer again.
他怕 他用他的才能来把罪恶变成无罪。
And he was afraid that he could use his own energy and smartness to turn sin into without sin.
所以他放弃。
And therefore he gave it up.
他愿意传道。
He wants to preach the gospel.
他被派到山林乡下。
He was sent to the mountains, to the villages, to the countryside to minister.
那一些所谓无知无识的人中间。
And he was sent to those who have not much education.
他在那里侍奉。
There he served the Lord.
有一次他骑马，因为不是骑马，他马把他压伤了。
Once he fell off from the horse.
所以到 Dublin 他姐夫那里来休息。
So he went to Dublin.To his father-in-law's house to rest.
他一直感觉基督教这个组织有问题。
He went to his brother-in-law's house. Now he has a feeling. He feels that the Christianity, the organization, is not right.
他觉得说神的儿女应当合一。
He feels the God's children should be one.
这个合一不是组织。把各种各派组织合一起来。
And that oneness should not be by the way of organization.
这个合一是合一在神里面。
That oneness should be in God.
这是圣灵的工作。
And that should be the work of the Holy Spirit.
这是恩典的工作。
And this is the work of grace.
所以，到了一百二百年的时候，二月里头，1828,
about 1828 in February.
他 Clooney Ballet Hutchinson 可能还有 Mrs. Hutchinson 他们四五个人一同在主眼前发一杯纪念。
He and Cronin and Hutchinson and probably Mrs. Hutchinson, the four or five of them, they came together, broke the bread and remembered the Lord.
他们愿意站在合一的立场上。
They were willing to remember the Lord on the ground of oneness.
从那一个开始,
From that point on,
各地有许多爱主的弟兄姊妹有同样的感觉。
Many brothers and sisters who love the Lord every place, they have the same thinking.
他们中间有许多是贵族。
Many of them were noblemen.
有许多有很高的地位。
Many had high positions.
有许多是财主。
Many were very rich.
很多学问很高。
Many had a very high education.
但是当他们在一起的时候，
But when they gathered together,
他们都成为弟兄。
They were all brothers.
所有有 title 的都放下。
Everyone who has a title drops his title.
他们都是弟兄。
They are all brothers.
他们聚集在一起。
When they gathered together,
随着圣灵的带领，
They were following the leading of the Holy Spirit.
彼此劝勉。
And they entreat each other.
所以后来人称他们为弟兄会。
So therefore, people later call them the brethren.
从一百二百年到一百四百年。
From 1828 to 1848.
就在二十年之中。
Within 20 years.
这一个情形蔓延到许多的地方。
That
that condition spread out to many places.
许多神在神话里埋没的真理，在那个时候都重新恢复出来。
Many truths which have been buried in the Word of God were restored in that period.
比方说，主耶稣再来，这个真理也是在他们中间被恢复出来。
For example, the truth of the return of Lord Jesus Christ was restored among them.
在当初那个光景，实在像诗篇133篇的光景。
The condition then was indeed like the situation in Psalm 133.
所以你就看见说主的祷告是得了答应的。
So therefore you see, the prayer of the Lord was answered again.
再举一个例子。
Another example.
在二十世纪的时候。
In the 20th century.
在中国。
In China.
有一个年轻的学生。
There was a young student.
就是我们亲爱的弟兄李徒生。
It is our dear brother Watchman Nee.
一间就过二十年，他蒙恩得救。
In the year 1920, he was saved.
在一间就过二十二年的时候
，In 1922,
他和其他两三位弟兄姊妹，在一个弟兄家里和平纪念。
That he and the two or three other brothers and sisters gathered together in the house of a brother, they broke the bread and remembered the Lord.
他们感觉说。
And they felt,
我们要回到神的话里去。
We have to come back to the Word of God.
我们要回到基督的单纯的里面去。
We have to go back to the simplicity of Christ.
基督教太复杂。
Christianity was so complicated.
所以在那个时候就有三个或者四个。
So at that time there were three or four.
你弟兄是一个。
And Brother Nee was one of them.
王在弟兄和他的师母是那两个。
And Brother Wang Zai and his wife.
可能你弟兄的母亲也在那里。
And maybe the mother of Brother Watchman Nee was also there.
他们就简简单单的来纪念。
They came in a very simple way to remember the Lord.
1922-23年。
In the 1920 or 23.
在福州，在这个商业学校里面有复兴。
And in Fuzhou, in a commerce school, there was a revival.
许多的人蒙恩。
Many people were saved.
到了1927年的时候。
1927.
你弟兄到了上海。
Brother Nee went to Shanghai.
那个时候已经有几位姊妹从南京搬到上海。
At that time, several sisters had already moved from Nanjing to Shanghai.
其中有李元如小姐。
And there was a sister, Li Yuanru.
她本来是个无神派。
She was atheist.
后来蒙恩得救。
Then she was saved.
汪佩珍小姐。
And there was sister Wang Peizhen.
她本来是官家的一个小姐。
She was the daughter of a high official.
她得救了之后。
After she was saved.
她的父亲认为这是羞耻。
Her father thought this was a shame.
给她一把剪刀，一根绳子。
Her father gave her a pair of scissors and a string.
要她自杀。
And asked her to commit suicide.
她离开家庭。
She left her home.
起来，后来为主传道。
And then rose up to preach gospel for the Lord.
这两位姊妹本来都在南京。
These two sisters were in Nanjing.
也是你弟兄所认识。
They also knew Brother Nee.
他们先到了上海。
They went to Shanghai first.
然后你弟兄在1927年也到了上海。
And in 1927, Brother Nee went to Shanghai also.
第一次在1927年在上海拜别纪念主。
In 1927, the first time they met together in Shanghai to remember the Lord and broke the bread.
四个人。
Four people.
你弟兄。
Brother Nee.
Charles Judd. Charles Judd.
Charles Judd.
他是内地会一个教师。
He was a missionary in the China Inland Mission.
李元如小姐。
And sister 李元如。
汪佩珍小姐。
And the sister 汪佩珍。
这是一个记载。
And this is one record.
他们在一起拜别纪念。
They came together. They broke the bread and remembered the Lord.
很稀奇。
And very amazing.
都是从拜别纪念中开始。
All these start would break the bread and remember the Lord. Because these all start with the Lord. 1928, they were moved to Hatonglu. From there, the work of God started. At that time,
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
弟兄是相爱的,
brothers loved among themselves.
我们在一起侍奉的时候,
when we were serving together,
我们彼此是愿意舍命的,
we each other, we will